Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Once again, this particular time we're on the air tonight, we're giving God the praise. And I wanted to say hallelujah to the name of Jesus Christ for the things that God has blessed us with. One of the things I will say tonight to the beloved, we're living in a time where we've got to pray. We've got to just submit ourselves unto God. And one of the things that brings us to a place of understanding, the more we read God's word, the more we can see something. And I'd like to just say tonight to those who listen, I want to say, before I come with a lesson, I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everything you have done for me. You kept me today, showed me today how to have access to the kingdom, for the kingdom of God lives within me, and I crucify my body daily, that the word of God may come forth. I thank you for what you said today for me, for all you've done, for the prayers that have been sent up, for the understanding that we have. I pray for my prayer partners. I pray for all that call upon the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I want to thank you, Father, for being so loving and so kind to all of us, for showing us what we must do and how we must do it. You're the only one that we can say thank you. And the term thank you means, in the old age, they said, much obliged. Many thanks, Father. Many thanks for the things you have done for me. Not only me, but I want to thank you for my son, my daughter, my sister, my daughter-in-law, my nephew, my son-in-law, my grandsons. Thank you for them. This day, I just call on the name of Yeshua and say, I love you, Father. And I ask you to forgive me of any sins that I've committed, knowingly or unknowingly. Purge me. Make me worthy of what you call me to do in these last days. I want to thank you for Dr. J. I pray for him. I pray you keep him. I pray this night, Father, that there'll be nobody like him. Will you hide him in your word, his family, his son? And let this time in America, we all come to a reverence position and say, Father, we thank you. I pray for the president. I pray for both sides of Congress. I pray for the governors. I pray for the mayors. I pray for those elected underneath. I pray this day, Father, that your word will be full of power and word. And Father, the time has come when I believe we desire to do your word. Your word is full of fire. And we just said thank you. Tonight, Father, all that I have belong to you. All that I hope to be belong to you. I give it to you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Well, tonight is a night that I want to perform to the presence of God. If you can turn with me, beloved, to the Old Testament, correction, to the New Testament, to the book of, I want to take you to the book of Ephesus, Ephesians. When you get into the book of Ephesians, you will see something that I want to say, because I've been talking about having this faith factor. And I'm going to deal with on that till the Lord come home. Access by faith. And it'll access mean somehow, some way, access is a not as it can be presented to you. It comes in many forms of sitting, as a person would see. But I'll say this to those of you who will listen to me. If you take your notice, Ephesians chapter 3 is one of them, in Isaiah 40. Isaiah, you know, you got 66 chapters in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40 verses 28. And I want to start from this book, and I want to start from the book of Isaiah. Amen. And verse 26-28, it says these words: "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching for under his understanding." Praise God. "He giveth power to the faint. To them that have not, he might give and to increase strength, even to the youth who faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with the wings of eagles, and they shall run, and they shall not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." So when I go back to the New Testament, now look in the book of that is in the Ephesians chapter 3, as I pointed out, verses, bear with me, 1 and 17. "According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, and then we have boldness and access and confidence by faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not of my tribulation for you, which is for you in glory." As Paul writes, he's talking to the Ephesians. But he says also, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the whole family, in heaven and earth his name," that closing me, "that he would grant us according to his riches and glory by strengthening us with his might, by his spirit and inner man, that Christ may dwell in you, in me, by faith. But you having rooted and grounded in love," hallelujah, "being rooted and grounded in love." So when we talk about the access, ability to be able to have a clear passage. When you get to this point, see, our Creator has given, he's fainting out and giving power. See, God is teaching us as we come on the radio tonight. He says that he giveth power to the faint, to them that he have no increase in strength. And what God is doing, see, there are a lot of people that want me, a lot of people. "I cannot prepare you for your salvation. You must prepare yourself for your salvation. If you have access by faith, if you can get to God, access, the ability to plug in," I say, to get in line, get on the line. See, there's a boldness gives us to access the throne of God. Grace. See, that reading in the book of Ephesians, he said that we have confidence. We have access. Confidence. Access. Confidence. Access to the throne of God by faith. No matter what nobody say, God's purpose in Christ is that we should have boldness. See, don't come up to where, you know, "Lord, I want to talk. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I come to you today. I declare and decree. I have access to the throne room through Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. You got to speak up and be up. I want to tell you, Tessa, that access. Help us to partake of the faith, which is the confidence. Confer, This means that we coincide with somebody. If you have trust in somebody, you confide in them. You confide in them. So I believe I can have confidence in that person. But when it comes down to the real purpose of God, we have true confidence. True confidence in God. Boldness and prayer through faith help us to accomplish great things in His name. Oh, boldness in prayer through faith help me to accomplish great things in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Access by faith. Yes, God is a great God. He's a merciful God through Jesus Christ. And I want us to know, I stay on this subject because I want us to say what God is saying. Are you bold? And you're bold in your prayer through faith? Are you bold? Do you have access? Do you have grace? Have you done that God has purposed for you through Jesus Christ? That you have grace, that you be bold, you have access, you have confidence? Because you got to see, right now we're living in a time in America where there's a big fight getting ready to go on right now. Some people are ready to check out. I'm not ready to check out until God said the battle is won. See, I read it in the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation. A lot of them haven't turned yet, but I tell you, when you read what it says in the book, Jesus says, in the latter part of that book of Revelation, he that hath not cannot enter the kingdom of God. Homosexuals can't come in. Lesbians can't come in. If you look in the book of Timothy, all the books, anything that's not of God can enter the kingdom of God. That's why it's so important. You keep your access. It's like I have a credit card. This credit card has my number on it. I'm supposed to be the only one that has access to that. When I go and put that in there, it says, my name is so-and-so-and-so. Is this okay? Yeah. It will ask me and let you know that, okay, we know it's you. Now, what can we do for you? That's how you get. When you got that credit card, I knew that would get somebody's attention. See, a lot of people got access by that credit card for that. Go buy some food, but you have the same card to buy gasoline, the same card to pay for your food, the same access card to pay for your light, for your water, for your sewer, the same access card. And that's what faith is about. You have the access. The same faith brings you in boldness. And the more you pray and trust in God, the devil can't do you no harm. Oh, he's going to fight you, but he can't do you no wrong. You read in Isaiah 40 what it says? He gives strength to those who are weak. They should run and not get weary. We just got to run the race. I'm not ready to give in. I'm ready to do what God called me to do more. Hallelujah. See, I want you, beloved, to don't lose heart with difficulties. Because they're going to come. When they occur, wait on the Lord for his renewal. Go in the book of Psalm 23, read in the declaration. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of great patience. Wait on the Lord, and he shall renew your strength. See, but a lot of people say, well, I don't want to do that. No, you got to get ready for this fight. And one thing I will say, when you don't do because of the difficulties that you're going to have, when they occur, you got to stay on God's side. As the old bishop said, if you're not on God's side, you're on the devil's side, and you're going to hell. I don't want to see nobody that I talk to, pray for, believe with. I don't want you to go to hell. Hell is a place of damnable. When you're damned to that place, you can never come back. When you see, but there's a time God has given all of us, including myself, the right to have access by faith. Faith is something that's invoked in me by what God has done. God said, I'm a God of faith. I'm not a God of building, I'm a God of faith. Faith is something, a substance of things hoped for. It was just a thing not seen. And the more we hear God's word, the more we rely on God's word. See, the God we're talking about is a God that said, I am that I am. Who can create a word? Can anybody on the radio land create a word? No. God can. Getting mighty solemn out there. But I want to keep us in tune with one thing. No matter how dark the difficulties will come, our God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, will help us to overcome the forces of evil that would bring us down. See, Satan comes in through a lot of people we know of. A lot of people in the world are not for you. And some of you are not for some people. Let's be honest about it. But you got to know what side of the river you're on. Are you on the Egyptian side or are you on Israel's side? I'm on Israel's side. And I said like that because of Pharaoh back in the day. Pharaoh, when he found he couldn't cross the river, all the people he had got drowned. But if we keep our faith in God, see, what's happening today is a lot of people a lot of people think, yes, Lord. Today, they want help, but they don't want to do nothing. They want to do what they want to do, but they don't want no help. Because they want to do it that way. Let me tell you something. When you get to a point where you can do it for yourself, you equated God out of what you need to do. So you don't have any access to faith. Really? No, you don't. See, I would like to take courage and have others who are having hardships. Now, 5252, I pray for her. I thank God for her. Some others I've been with has been with me, and I pray for them. We all got hardships. Hardships make us bold. Hardships make us pray. Hardships take us to the throne of God. Hardships have access. I got to get to the Father ASAP, ASAP, as soon as possible. Click it in. Access. Wouldn't it be bad one day you put your card in, it said denied? My God Almighty. I don't want that to say to me or to anybody. I want to say to us tonight, as we come to an understanding and take understanding what God has said. And see, now I want you to see in the book of Ephesians, it says, whatsoever I desire that you faint not. Don't faint. Don't get all upset. Oh, it's going to be hard. I'm not going to make. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. See, once I warn a person, I have to move on. I wait patiently, then I move on. I do not try to get back in contact with a person anymore. I have a new standard that I must live by. Out of this glorious ultimate resources, it's access. When God, the author of all that we have, said, I am that I am, and beside me there is no other. So don't let the devil and his crew come and say, well, you know, God said. God did not say. The devil said, did not God say? Because God told it to the man what he needed to do. He said, you can do everything you want, one thing. And he gave that man command, don't even eat or touch that tree. But the devil took that to a gazillion of lies and tried to say, well, God said do this, God said do that. The devil's a lie. Anybody that follow him, you know, today I was in much prayer with a person. Because a lot of folks don't understand, and some of us that are praying understand, witchcraft is prevalent in the churches today. I'm letting it soak in because you don't have access. You have witchcraft access. They want to get up. See, when you come into the body of Christ, come in to praise God. Come and let God be glorified. Let him be known as him. Not, it's you, Father, not me. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for watching over my wife. Thank you for watching over my son, my daughter, my grandson. Thank you for watching over sister and brother in my family. Thank you for those on my wife's side. Thank you, Father. See, the more you can trust and believe in God, the more you can come to understand. Now, I want to say this here. When you rise up as an eagle, see, when an eagle, one thing I've learned, see, the eagles have to be taught. When the eagle is taught to have access, that eagle is taught to understand one thing. The mother trains it from the nest. Trains him how it's when he's born, he's in that nest. He never come out of that nest. He's ready to fly. But he's been shown that in that nest that he's in, to spread his wings, that he'll access to the wind. He get to flopping and flopping. So one day the mother is going to come and just kick him out of the nest. When he can't, he's going to fall. But because he have access to the wind, and she just having to spread his wing. When he spread his wing, he have access to the wing. And he understands that he can fly. God wants us Christians like that. So one thing I will say here, see, when you get on the spirit, run and not be weary. Walk without fainting. So conclusion, I say to you, see, God is my fortress, and he's my refuge. He's everything I trust. I have faith. I have no faith. If the Adams come, Psalm 91, 2 and 6 says, patience, pestilence. None of the stuff that comes can hurt me any harm. It can't do me no harm. Why? It just came because I know I have the living God. Access through faith. So tonight I will just say I got a person on the line with me. Are you there?
Yes, this is our sister Monica Hanson. Hello, Dr. Hunter.
Amen. How you doing?
By the grace of God, I'm doing just fine. Truly blessed and highly favored. Only grace. Father God.
Amen. You got a word you want to give to the people?
Well, I just want to tell everyone that you just walk with God, and you just get a personal connection with him. You know, you have to go through his son to get to him. So don't forget about him. I don't care how high up you go with your mega church. However God blesses you, don't forget about his son, Jesus Christ, that he sacrificed for our sins. Uh-huh. God is he is the omnipresent and everything, but he says that you go through my son because I sacrificed my son so that you can get to me, because I know that you was born with flesh and there's no man on this earth that haven't cursed me, not even Job. Now, Enoch, I don't know how Enoch made it over Job, but he did. Enoch never died. Okay? But not to say that we can't do it. If we pray like we eat, we'll probably get a whole lot more blessings. If we can sacrifice something that we do more than eating, and we just take that and have a prayer life, we'll have less of everything. And the things that you're wanting, God has shown to you. It won't be something that you reach for in air. It'll be something tangible. Like our vegan scores would be 800. You know, like they said that God blessed us with an 800 vegan score. 100% of our brain capacity is there for us. And we don't have to go to college to get it. We can get it for free in the libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can blame my mom and my dad that I don't know about this, I don't know about that, but that was 40 years ago. I know better, so I do better. We can sit up here and we can blame Adam that he sinned, that the whole world is in trouble because of him. No, we can't blame him. We know better, so do better.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell all my church scores out there, born-again believers, people that backslide and slide back on into the church house. If you got a church house, if you got to sit up here and just have a church in your apartment, you know, just let that be your church. If you have to have a church by yourself with just God, put something in the microwave for 5-10 minutes, some water, and just pray. If you got to say 10 things, you know, for that bit of time, just give them thanks. It's the little things that shows us an appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through my journey, my 4-year journey of going through this Bible college, and I've just learned so much, and I have just grasped so much. I mean, I would never feel like I know everything that has happened, but I know that I am appreciative of what God did to me, and I make it very personable. Because I look at my life, and I look at my sister's life, and my mom's life, and I said, thank you, God, for the memories that I'm creating myself. Not the memories that they gave me, but the memories that I want to remember of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And you know, a lot of times when you are alone, you're not lonely. You're just alone. Because when you have other people, a lot of people brings a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And God says, I'm going to put you on a shelf. I said, I don't want you with a lot of stress. You're going to be like a little Abraham. But now, when I tell you, you can't take these people with you, because you didn't know that person 5 years ago. Okay? And the person that person was involved with, they were in five different scenes that they didn't even much know about. And this is the reason why I say sometimes you got to walk alone. You know, sometimes you got to church hop, because you can't get connected with people too much, because if they get too in detail, it can cause a little confusion, and then the devil comes in and just, you don't want to see nobody getting along. Because right there where the sin is, that's where the blessing is.
Amen.
You get down to the foundation of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, ma'am, you got your Bible with you?
Yes.
Okay. Turn with me to the third chapter of, second chapter of Hebrew.
Oh, Hebrew? Okay. Stop, please.
Amen. That's in the New Testament.
Yeah. And you say what chapter in Hebrew?
Go to the ninth verse, Hebrew chapter 9, chapter 2, verses 9.
Okay. And but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crown and glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
Every man. Does that answer the question for you?
Yes. It's in the Bible. Thing that I'm going through and everything I'm going through is in the Bible. And so that's what I'm saying. I can sit and I can read this Bible four times a year, but a lot of times you got to sit on these people that have been where you're trying to go 5 years or older than you. That way it brings revelation to you, and it makes the crooked place is straight. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
That's an idea. But I'll also go to verse 14 in that same chapter. Go to verse 14.
Okay.
And read it all the way down to verse 18.
Okay, chapter 2?
Chapter 2, verse 14 to 18.
Okay. For so much, then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. And through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he may be a graceful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted.
Oh my God. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I pray a lot for that. Underneath the blood of Jesus, my enemies, my footstool, victory over my enemies, and let my enemies be scattered.
Now, I'd like for you to go to the book of James. I want a few other things. I just want to go to the book of James, and I want you to go to James, the second chapter. I want to show you something. When you get up into the Word of God, you can see what God is doing for you. He's raising you to a new level. It's what he's doing. A new level. Amen. And the
Hallelujah.
Book of James.
I receive it.
Amen. Okay. And read verse 22 to 20. You see it?
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
James what?
James chapter 2. Verses 23. Verse 23.
Okay. James chapter 2, number 23.
You see?
Okay. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror. And anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
Well, are you reading from the King James? King James Version?
Avast by restated.
Yes.
Updated.
Okay. Well, in James chapter 2, verses 19, can you see what it says there?
Verse 19? Okay, let me get to that one. Chapter 2?
Verses 19. James. Praise God.
Thou believest that there is one God that doeth well. The devils also believe and tremble.
Read on.
But what I know, O vain man, thy faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham my father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled with Seth. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed into him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So then, how then by works a man justified and not by faith only? Likewise, also was Rahab, the harlot, justified by works, when she received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
So we walk into the faith realm. Abraham believed God, whom we never seen. You and I believe God, whom we never seen. So we have the same rights that Abraham had, we have. God is calling all of us to a greater understanding. And that's why I was sharing with you what God has put in my understanding. He was an angel that's a little lower. Man, he was a little lower than man. But Jesus Christ, we read about Jesus Christ, what God did for him in the book of Hebrews. And God said, for as much as the children partake of flesh and blood, they also depart the same, that through death, that Jesus Christ, might destroy the devil who had the power to do the devil. Jesus Christ destroyed the devil, and I tell everybody, don't worry about the devil because the devil has no power. He doesn't have any power. Only, now take notice, only what you give to him. Hello?
I'm listening.
And when you give the devil, well, see, some people come up. I had a lot of people come say, well, you know, God didn't tell you to do that. I said, no, God told me to do this and thus and this. But, what I don't know, honey, you know, I said, okay, I tell you what, let's put our God to a test. Most people, beloved, my sister, the devil doesn't have any power unless you give it to him. The more you keep your ear gate, your eye gate, your mouth gate, Satan can talk, speak through you, can hear through you, can see through you. All gates are closed up. And Satan, he's going to start lying on you. Well, you know, she done got to a point now where she done got so holy. He done got to a point where it got so holy. But we want to take the word of God at what is being said. And God says to us, Jesus, he took on the same as men did. And you take note of what God did. The throne God, according to John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word, and the Word, and the Word, and the Word, and verse 12, 14, it says, and the Word became flesh. If that's possible, how could the Word become flesh? Because it was God's doing. It was a faith fact of God doing it. God put the flesh of a human around his spirit man. And that's why Jesus was able to walk the way he walked in the earth realm today. But the problem we're having today is believers don't want to believe what Jesus said. Jesus said to you and I, he said, we can do all things that can believe. If we just believe, all things are possible. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You got some more you want to tell us tonight? God bless you, what you told us so far. So, been a blessing. I want you to know, been a blessing. I know you got some more to tell us, so come on, put it out.
Well, I mean, now I started my associate's degree, and I had people such as you and everything, but other people calling me Dr. Monica Hanchett back then. I just received it. And I said, it's not even about the title. It's about me just sitting still and want to learn God's word. Just want to be hungry for him and just want to have passion for him. Then I said, well, after me has taken care of me and I pulled myself out of the pulpit, I want to reach back and get those other monikers out there. So, you know, mm-hmm. I went and I did my little prison ministry, and I'm starting things up with the kids in school. I'm trying to get into the schools. Maybe I'm not going to go directly to the schools. Maybe I'm just going to go to, like, organizations that people uh-huh. have that, I know these kids are in school. And I just work it that way. But I'm still going to send proposals to a school. And basically, I have my EIN number. I'm trying to get blessed with my 501c, get the funds for that, which that won't be no problem. Then after that, it'll just be a matter of time. I'm believing in God. I'm getting out a checking account with my EIN number. It's going to give me some sponsors. But if I don't, I'm starting this thing called Wisdom for Youth. And basically what I'm doing with that is I'm trying to reach back and teach children at junior high school level uh-huh. the Bible and the brain. And it's going to be like kind of like a little game show that I'm going to have, you know. And I'm going to have a little microphone that's going to be on one side. They're going to be on the other side. And it's going to be like a little bell in between. I'm just going to be throwing questions out. And whoever wins, you know, they get like so much paper for school, so many pens and paper, you know, a lot of things for school.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. So I think that, you know, it'd be like something I'm doing for Christ and everything, but I'm reaching back and I'm helping them to learn about the Bible and also learn about the brain, because everything happens in the mind. And see, what people don't know is that God created you before he created technology. Your mind is more powerful than a computer.
Now,
whatever's in that computer, somebody had to invent it. A mind had to invent that. It's probably not your mind because you're not using 100% of your capacity. So when you don't use it, it's something that's missing. But if you sit there and you learn that math, you learn that science, you learn that Bible, you learn that math, you learn that science, history and English is going to come with it.
Yeah.
It's just an inevitable thing to learn. And I want to reach these kids in junior high school, you know, when nobody else could reach them. I want to reach them and talk to them. Because I know that even, I don't care what world you're in, people just don't want to educate you if you don't look a certain way, if you're not a social economic, if you're not willing to be something less than a lady to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to show them God's way of getting something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting that started. I'm just doing things one split second at a time. I have been very blessed between my associates and my doctoral degree, and I cannot believe it's happening to me, the first one in my family, but one split second at a time, one day at a time, and it just it enhanced me to want to just buy everything around Jesus Christ, okay? My work, activities, everything. These are kind of like overflowing for me, but outside of the Bible, I want to teach people math and science.
Mhm.
And it's just the passion that I have for them. So, I just I also want a prayer because I want an extra 3,000 increase so I can do my marketing and my advertising that I need, so I can do my counseling and everything for educating people in God's word. And I know that I'm going to need that because I'm going to need to take some days off to do my doctoral. There are a lot of people at the place that I work at. They said there are a lot of people around here that need counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just blessings that I've received, being board certified, and Walden University had accepted me into their college, and that's a good feeling and everything. So it's just blessings and everything. So,
amen.
For walking with God.
Amen. So the more you walk with God, the more you can talk to God. And the more you talk to God, the more God will talk to you too. Amen.
Yes.
You got some more you want to tell? I think you got some more on your heart. You say you want to teach the young people. You want to get amongst them. You want to be able to get other people to see. You're looking for God to bless you with financial needs. And what else?
Everything he has for me. Favor, wisdom, knowledge and understanding beyond Solomon. You know, let me be like the Abrahams and the Solomons of the Bible and everything, the great people of the Bible. You know, never lacking for bread. You know, just things overflowing. I mean, I'm getting blessed so much, exalted spiritually, exalted financially, exalted socially, exalted mentally, exalted financially, mentally and academically. I mean, it's like thunderstorm. Okay, favor, wisdom, anointing, beauty, character, class, discernment with the Holy Bible, discernment with the Holy Ghost, and discernment with the Holy Spirit.
Mhm. Well, I'll tell you, I want to do this for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to collectively and individually tonight, that our prayers be heard this night. The desires on my beloved sister's heart, Father, I believe that it's already done for her. I ask you to draw in closely, draw in with understanding, draw in with wisdom, with knowledge. Let her keep her eyes on you, not on the world. The world offers nothing. Speak soft, walk heavy. Speak light, keep your eyes open. May she continue to trust in you, Father, like never before. May the work she's doing will help somebody in the kingdom of God. Some man or woman will hear what she has to say, and the words she has to say will be by the Holy Spirit. I pray this day that you will keep her on the gird, Father, with all that she needs. Keep on the breastplate of righteousness. Keep on the helmet. Keep on the sword in her hand. Keep the shield. Let the breastplate, let her thighs, let her leg, let her feet be ready for the preaching of the gospel. Father, tonight I just said thank you for the great, 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 great kindness and love you've shown to us this night. From the rising to the setting of the sun, the Bible says, we are to praise you. And we praise you this night. We don't look to America. We don't look to the president. We don't look to the car. We look to you, Father, through Jesus Christ. We said because when we look unto him, all things are possible. But, Father, we just want to thank you for reading the word tonight. Jesus became a partaker of flesh and blood as man
that he might put a that he might put the devil and expose him and defeat him. And those who were in bondage, he set them free. Thank you, Father. Thank you tonight for the sister and all that she's doing. May her words perpetrate. May her words penetrate. May her words be exciting. May the words she speak are the words that Jesus Christ has given her. I want to thank you once again for her. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Bless her tonight. Keep her tonight. Let her walk in faith and not in sight. Because when we walk in faith, we walk in blind. Our eyes are closed, but spiritually they're open. Likewise, our ear. Likewise, our thinking. Thank you, Father, tonight. I pray this night you will bless her. For the things she's asked for is already done. As they say, it's a done deal. The angel will deliver it unto her. And I want to bless your name, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And I want to thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And everything the devil come at, God has a right to put it down. Because it's you, God. We are your property, Father. We belong to you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name is my prayer and her prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the 1,000 power overflow. Wisdom. Favor. Faith. Prosperity. Character. Character. Discernment. Your grace. Your mercy. Your healing. Your forgiveness. Hallelujah. Memorizing Bible scriptures. A sold out Christian. A participating in the church house. Anointing from the north, the south, and the east and west. On 180 in my life, Jesus Christ, a pitiful chemical future, and burning generational curses over Monica Henson. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you got some more words to say tonight. You got something else you want to say?
That'd be about it.
Okay, well, the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again, okay?
Hallelujah, likewise. Thank you, Dr.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Bye-bye.